Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. It is Tuesday. The Saints lost last night. I know a lot of you probably are happy to hear that. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live here in the Kia Studios. Mike Bowe and Tiff hanging out here with you. And we'll get to Monday Night Football. But anything interesting happened to you, father-to-be, last night?
No, I did the dishes.
Good. Get ready to do a lot of them.
Yeah, right? I was telling Mike, my neighbor, and I'll shorten the story, my neighbor had a really cool coffee table across the street, and it was one of those ones that it spans out, and you can put stuff inside of it. And I was like, man, I love this coffee table. I want it one day. And then I get a call about a year ago, and he's like, hey, can you help come move some furniture? His girl had bought all new living room furniture, and she's like, the coffee table's got to go. And I told him, I was like, I want that coffee table for my basement. I was like, for the man room. I want it. That's perfect.
The man room.
And he's like, I'm not giving the coffee table up. Refused to give the coffee table. I was like, I'll buy it from you right now. He's like, nope. He's like, this coffee table is not going anywhere. It sat in his basement for the last year because she made him move it. He texted me. He's like, come get this coffee table.
It's yours. He finally just gave it to you. You think it's because you have a baby on the way? You think it's a gift?
No, but I mean it's not. I mean, I think maybe that's what he wanted, but I think it was more like. And I was telling him, I was like, "Dude, this is so great! Like now I can put my iRacing keyboard and everything inside the coffee table, so it's like disguised."
But dude held on to it for
a year. I respect
just because
that
he didn't want to part ways with it.
Yeah, and I respect that because I've done the same thing.
But there was no use for it.
There was
for him.
It was more of. If Mike, you feel this way, or you've had, as a guy, when you do you have a piece of furniture that is cool that you feel like suits you, it's hard to get rid of it when the female in your life forces you to.
I would say, yeah, the stuff from my single days definitely I held on to a little too long. Yeah, I purged recently. I just started getting rid of stuff, but you know, there was like a sectional that you know I had in my house for a while that I bought off like eBay that I was like, yo, it's go time. And I kept it in storage in my basement for like years. And I was like, why do I have this? I don't even know. So we got rid of it like a couple months ago. But yeah, man, there's a certain level of things like that when it comes to furniture, I think for sure. And then you look at yourself and go, this is useless. Why? I mean, it's literally falling apart. Why am I even messing with this right now? So yeah,
I never held on to any. I moved so much, like working your way up through TV and stuff, that every place I left, I just said, hey, you guys want this? I'm packing up and driving to Texas or Oklahoma. You can have it.
There was a time in my life where I moved like every single year, and then also I had my stuff in four different places. Like I had a condo in Tuscaloosa for a little bit. I was living in Birmingham, had some stuff back at my parents' house, had a storage unit up in Buford near where I used to live. I had stuff all over the Southeast, and then when I finally combined it all, I was like, man, I got like four houses worth. Like, what am I even doing right here?
The coffee table I'm replacing, I've had it for 15 years.
But you use it.
Yeah,
it's in the yeah.
Yeah, I've had it, and if the Amy said multiple times, just get rid of it. I'm like, no, it's serving its purpose, and it was a hand-me-down. I don't give up stuff.
I don't hang out to furniture. They don't make furniture like they used to.
I just don't like buying new stuff, to be honest with you.
That's fair. That's fair.
And you got to assemble everything you get now because it's all made in that IKEA form. So you got to, put it all together. And
you don't have to buy it from IKEA.
You could go on like...
Pretty much, but anything you go online with...
Store.
But yeah, I guess so. But then it's more expensive.
Go on Etsy.
That's why you just don't give up stuff. You all just keep what you got.
Just hold on to everything, everyone. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
What about you, real quick? Anything?
Yeah, I had to think about that. I was caught off guard. Wow. I was like going to the Saints. I tried to cook yesterday and failed miserably. And then got a call that someone I knew was in town. And luckily, I went and had lunch, and I didn't have to pay for it. So that was pretty cool. So it saved me from the disaster in the kitchen of what I butchered after I went to the grocery store.
Jeez.
Can we ask what you were attempting to cook?
No, because it's very simple, and it's going to make me, I already look bad in the kitchen, and this will probably make it look 10,000 times worse.
It's okay, Tiffany. Last people screw up macaroni and cheese. I mean, they're normally 12, but it's okay.
Did you slice the hot dog a long ways before you put it in the microwave?
Oh, you guys are funny.
Yeah. I thought you could just poke the fork holes in it. Worked just as well.
Yeah, maybe hard. No, I tried to cook a piece of meat a different way that I hadn't really tried it before, and it just did not turn out well. It was a colossal fail. And I was mad because I'd just gone to the store. Bought some things to get me through these few days that I'm home and thought I could try something simple. Only three ingredients. There's no way to mess it up. And I found a way.
Okay, this is my last question. Then we can move on, I promise.
Okay.
Was what you made not edible after you cooked it, or you just didn't want to eat it?
I made two pieces of it. The second piece is still up.
For debate.
First piece was a little sketchy.
Okay.
It's a little sketchy. So thank goodness I got treated to lunch yesterday. All right. Back to non-cooking stuff. Monday Night Football. Saints fall to the Chiefs 26-13. And so if you look at just the record, when I'm just looking at the NFC South standings, you got your Falcons in first at 3-2. Buccaneers tied with them at 3-2. Saints 2-3. And the Panthers 1-4. Of course, Falcons just beat the Buccaneers, though.
Yeah, and essentially it's a game and a half because you own a tiebreaker. So not only do you have a full game on them record-wise, but you own the tiebreaker at the moment until November. So that is obviously key. And then with Tampa, you own the tiebreaker. I looked at it. This morning, I was looking at the standings. The Falcons have a 625 strength of schedule. That's the winning percentage of the teams they've played. The only one that's better than that is the Giants at 640. Thank you, Kansas City, though, because you did us a favor, and New Orleans did Mike and I a big favor, too, because they decided not to cover Travis Kelce. And the Chiefs were able to get a big enough lead that they allowed Rashid Shaheed to score a touchdown, which also helped us.
Yeah, they made
it. It was a great night for us.
Kelce had a game-high 9 catches for 70 yards. So that's probably, I think it was the best game of the season.
Far and away.
There's been all the talk about him struggling this year so far. And here he just put up his best numbers. Kareem Hunt, by the way, ran 27 times for 102 yards. And a touchdown.
Hey, Tiff, I've never been more confident in the fact that I don't think Travis Kelce was in shape coming into the year. You look at how he's kind of slowly built up, and to me, I don't know what he had last week, like 5 catches, something like that. But he started off, and there were weeks where he just went away, and that includes when he played here against the Atlanta Falcons. Seems like he's working himself back into shape, and the good news is for the Chiefs is no matter what injury you get or who goes down or what else happens, it seems like you're able to piece it together because you have a Hall of Fame head coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Hall of Fame tight end. So when you have all those things and you kind of put them all together, you can have runaway wins like this. I thought that I just didn't feel like at any point last night the Chiefs were in danger. And I know Derek Carr comes out of the game and he says, all the way up until the injury, I thought we were going to win the game. It's like, I don't know what you were watching, man, and I know that you're in the moment and all that stuff, but like I never felt like at any point watching this game that the Chiefs were in danger of losing. They were just in command at all times. No, Alvin Kamara did some good things early. And obviously, there were certain situations where it felt like you might have had the Chiefs, but you look at the ingenuity that Andy Reid uses offensively and the pieces he's able to work with, it doesn't feel like they can be stopped.
I think they can. We almost beat them, and we slowed them down and didn't, but they did. They looked like they felt in control that game the entire night. Chris Jones didn't even have his speaking of Hall of Famers, possible Hall of Fame defensive tackle, didn't have his best night. But as soon as his name got mentioned for not doing anything, he showed up. Troy Aikman goes, haven't talked about Chris Jones a lot tonight. Hey, Chris Jones is in the backfield blowing the play up. And then they just started laughing. It was just typical of what that team is. They're really good on both sides of the ball. They're not like elite. I don't feel like they're elite guys on anything, but they're just so freaking good. And they have X factors at multiple positions.
On the heels of Thursday Night Football, the Falcons had some extra time to get set for their next NFC South opponent, which happens to be the Panthers. What did they do with all of that time to prepare? We'll discuss next here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We are back and getting you set for the Falcons as they take on the Panthers this week. A lot of good things happening from their victory and overtime against the Buccaneers last week on Thursday Night Football, including Kirk Cousins spreading the ball around. He found seven different receivers, getting Kyle Pitts involved in his best game of the season. Of course, Drake London, 12 receptions, 154 yards, so a massive game for him, including a touchdown. Coach Raheem Morris, he talked with Dave Archer on the coach's show about how Cousins has put the onus on himself when it comes to building chemistry with his guys.
I think that's just the leadership that Kirk shows. I think it's on all of us, but particularly when the leader is able to put that on his shoulders and able to shoulder those things and be able to go through that process with the wideouts, I think it puts us all in that bucket of just getting better. And that's exactly what they did, and that's exactly what they showed. And it's fun to watch in practice, but it's a lot of fun for you guys to see it in the games. And, like, I want to keep giving you that, and I want us to keep giving you that because those guys are capable of doing it.
I think the best thing that he says there kind of throws them all in a bucket, right? And I just look at this situation. I think it's probably why I'm a little bit slower than some to kind of jump off bandwagons, because you learn, like, as you go in these situations, right? And it's funny because, you know, if things were obviously very, very ugly in week one, and I was very disappointed at the game plan. I was very disappointed with how we utilized the players. I have been disappointed multiple times since. Obviously, even in the win with the Saints, I was disappointed in what the offense looked like. But there's always in the back of my head, when you have a guy like Kirk, you have a smart guy like Zach Robinson upstairs, and you're looking at film, and you're looking at the little nuances, and you know you have athletic guys who can go up and catch a ball, right? It might be, hey, a half step early, or hey, recognize that, you know, he's kind of guarding you on the inside. Maybe we need to cut across his face. Maybe you need to get around the outside of him. So there's all these little nuances that I think that, you know, the Kirk Cousins obviously has seen a lot of football, as has Zach Robinson, as has Raheem Morris. And you just trust these guys, don't you? You trust them to be able to kind of correct that and get it right to the point where suddenly you wind up with a 500-yard passing game. So I think it's worth kind of mentioning that as Kirk Cousins continues to dive into film and this offense continues to evolve, it's not stagnant. It's not just a playbook that you installed. Like, all of these things will evolve. You'll eventually get plays off of plays off of plays and be able to kind of move forward that way. So I think that's exciting what Raheem Morris is saying.
Yeah, what you were just talking about, that growth over time is key, and you're spot on with it because Coach Raheem Morris, he agreed. Here's more from him.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about this, and it's a learning curve. It's a learning process. And to watch those guys get better and better every single week, who knew they would take the kind of jump they took this week? But I'm glad they did, and it was needed at the right time. Those guys went out there and executed at a high level, whether you're talking about Kurt to Mooney or Kurt to Drake or Kurt to Kyle or whatever, Kurt to Cordero. I mean, whatever the case was, man, you got a chance to watch those guys really go out there and execute. And all of those things take time. All of those things take trust, you know, decision making. And Kurt was as decisive as I've seen him since he's been here.
Yeah, I think it was just more of Kirk having a feel for exactly how they're running their routes and where they're going to be. I could already tell that he had a trust in Darnell Mooney and Drake London, because he was putting those guys up to bat in critical situations. How many times did he put Darnell Mooney up in that game winning drive against Philadelphia? How many times, who did he go to against the Saints to draw the defensive pass interference? It was Darnell Mooney. And he's used Drake London in a way. I mean, I don't know if, you know, what you want to guys think, if I'm right or wrong, or if you agree or not. And I don't care. I know what I've seen. Drake London has been used as Kirk Cousins' tight end in this offense until last week. Anytime he needed to go, there was a contested catch that he needed to get yardage, whether it was a first down or just get you into a down and distance that you could convert, he went to Drake London. Whether he was covered or not, he was forcing balls in there and said, I'm going to put you up to bat. Yep. And Drake London, all he does is catch the football. Yep. That's who he is. We said it in training camp. Mike, you said it. I didn't, but you said it to him. I think you're one of the best 50-50 ball guys, if not the best, in the league. And Drake London has played that way.
He said, I appreciate that a lot, man. Yeah. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean it, Drake. I mean it.
One of the differences in Thursday night's game was the tight end. And he was creating separation because he was running fast, aggressive, decisive routes. And what that did was that created separation. It didn't freaking matter who was covering him, despite what some of the fan base thinks.
Yeah, and I want to hit on that one thing, too, because I think so many times I make this mistake, too. We're like, you know, Kirk, obviously, he's going to be able to kind of pull the strings on that. Let's give Drake London and Darnell Mooney some of the other receivers credit, too. Maybe they're going back to Kirk and saying, hey, this is a back shoulder throw. You know, we weren't able to get over the top of him. He's out running me. He's bailing early. Let's back shoulder this thing and run one of the comebacks along the sideline. I think that's probably happening as well.
Kyle Pitts, as I mentioned before, coming off his best game of the season, 7 receptions for 88 yards. Here's Coach Morris again on the Coach's Show with Dave Archer on getting Kyle Pitts the ball early last week.
It was awesome. You know, Kurt goes out early and he fires a dart to Kyle. He does nothing but finish it, catch the ball. And then later on throughout the game, you got a chance to see him get the ball in his hands, run with it a little bit. And that's the Kyle Pitts that we expect. That's the Kyle Pitts that's even got more. And I can't wait to watch him. I can't wait to watch and see where he progresses from here.
I think that the progression of Kyle Pitts is going to be one of the talking points for the next 2 months, right? I mean, it's like the guy kind of rose from the ashes last week when you don't expect anything, and everybody in the world is asking questions, including me and you, because there's no doubt about it, and we can go out there and say it again. I've had issues with the effort, the toughness, and everything that goes along with playing the tight end position, and yet it seemed like, you know, schematically things just lined up with the way the Bucs tried to defend him last week.
Well, I don't even know if it's schematically. You've been in these situations. Maybe Kirk Cousins and him had a talk. You know, there was all this conversation in the offseason, or I say in the training camp period of the offseason, where Kirk was pushing Kyle Pitts, and it was public knowledge that he would get on him after a bad route or build him up after a good route, right? And he was trying to use that to motivate him. I think the ball came early his way because he got open. I don't care if Kyle Pitts has 3 catches for 40 yards or 7 for 88, is what I think you said. What I care about is when they come and how he's getting the ball. To me, the tight end, I don't need – there's enough guys on this roster that can make a difference as far as being a weapon. If one steps up each day, you're not going to have 500 yards every week, right? Not everybody's going to have the verge of 100-yard receiving yard a day. But it's who steps up in crucial moments, and if someone steps up each game and puts you in the situation to win. I felt that on Thursday night you needed multiple guys to step up in the passing game because your running game wasn't up to par as
no,
it's
it wasn't.
Been.
Vita so, Vea, beast.
So you they stepped up there, and Kirk stepped up. The fact of the matter is if with Kirk filling the flow of the offense and being decisive of where people are going to eat, and when you don't run the ball well, you can have that counter. So that, to me, is a huge moment in the offense, and I think Kirk's comfortability pushes that forward, and basically it felt like the offense has been unlocked.
Yeah, and I think the way that Kyle Pitts is kind of utilizing the yak, I think he and I've been on it, you know, on his head a little bit about the way he blocks in the run game, the toughness or lack thereof. But I'll tell you this much, man: when he's gotten his hands on the ball and he's getting north and south, it's pretty fun to watch. Like he's taking 3 and 4 down with him. So I have definitely been a fan of the way he's at least run with the ball in his hands. I think that's something to kind of build off of.
And the difference too, if you look at the sample size of games that they've had so far, he's been targeted. That was the most he's been targeted in a game. It was 8 times. Before that, I think the max was like 5. So they went to him.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, that's all about the first couple of routes that he ran and getting open and making the catches. Because I can tell you, I've talked to a couple of quarterbacks that played in the NFL, and they've all said, if I come to you, and you can hear it. You can hear it, them talk about it. You could hear the conversation. Who was it? There was an NFL quarterback early this year that said, "I've come to you. You don't make the catch." I'm not.
It was Brady talking about it.
Yeah, thank
rookie,
you.
I think it was a rookie receiver.
It was.
Yeah.
If you go to a guy and they drop a ball or they don't protect the ball with the route they run and they don't run that route aggressive to protect the ball and you can get undercut, they're not going to come back to you. They lose trust in you that game. You get off their radar because they're not good. They don't want to put the ball in harm's way a lot of times. So when you lose trust early, like I think he did in the Saints game, I think Kirk lost trust in him that game because of poor route running, not catching the ball when you had a chance to secure the ball to catch. They're not going to trust you. They're going to go away from you. That's the fact. That's the matter of the fact of what they are, the way it goes. So when you earn that trust early in the game, it's just like speeding their clock up, right? If you get pass rush early in a guy, you speed a quarterback's clock up, it's always sped up the rest of that game. Same thing with trust in a receiver.
Yeah, you just got to build it up. It's already that time of year where basketball and football season are colliding. The Hawks got some preseason action on the way, and MLB, the playoffs are heating up. We'll be right back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, the Hawks are in action, preseason action, that is, tonight against the Indiana Pacers at home at State Farm Arena. By the way, you can hear the game right here on our flagship station for the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 929 The Game, with pregame starting at 7 o'clock and then tip-off shortly after 7:30. So they will be back. It's already that time of year.
I have an announcement to make. I am officially ready to be hurt again by the Atlanta Hawks. I'm ready to be hurt, man. I'm open for it. Another year where it's supposed to be addition by subtraction, and I don't know what that means, but DeJounte Murray is not here. So you bring in Zachary Risacher, Dyson Daniels, whoever else we're going to try to add in that column, man. I don't know. You know, let's roll the ball out there and see what happens is what Quinn Snyder seems to be thinking at this point. So it's going to be an interesting start to the year because I have no idea what this team is going to look like and what the changes are going to look like.
I'm optimistic. Maybe? I saw some stuff.
Where's the clap track?
I saw some stuff from Media Days.
Yeah.
And I was really impressed with Trey's demeanor, his attitude, kind of how he was carrying himself. I like the beard. He's got a beard. I like the beard. The beard makes
so that changes his game.
Honestly,
it's an attitude thing.
It felt like
I feel different with a beard too.
When I looked at Trey and I looked at some of the stuff he was doing and heard some of what he was saying, I felt confidence and like he's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm grown up. I got a beard. I'm ready to be a leader.
I got a beard.
Well, yeah. That's what I heard. I don't know if he said those words.
He said something like, I'm going to play like a grown man because I look like a grown man.
Honestly,
and I was like, all right,
I don't know what he said. What I heard by watching and hearing was, look, I'm a dad. I'm grown up now. I've got a beard. I'm a man. And I'm ready to show that I'm the leader that this team needs. And yeah. I like the fact that him and Risacher have been out publicly doing stuff. Like they were at the Falcons game a few weeks ago. I think it might have been the Sunday night
game.
That
stuff matters.
I think so, too. And also, real quick.
Ding.
Doesn't have, what was our big guy that we traded a couple, 2 years ago?
John Collins.
Yeah. He doesn't have DeJounte. It's his team officially. It's the first time in his career I think he can walk in the locker room and say, this is my team, and there's no one that either supersedes me that as far as was here before me or whatever. So I'm optimistic. I'm going to re-engage and give this a chance.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
I'm sure they'll crush my heart.
You might get a glimpse of what's to come at preseason, but I guess keep in mind, based on how Quinn Snyder sounded during his media availability, they might be just a little, more cautious, I guess, about the minutes guys are getting. So he said, I think, you know, looking at all the games over the course of the preseason, we have some guys that had longer summers that we want to be conscious of their minutes. So they'll probably be rotating, you know, guys in now. It's preseason. It's kind of what you expect anyway.
I'll be curious to see what exactly that means because I know that's kind of leaning towards Risacher, who played in the summer league and was out in Vegas for a while and got some minutes there. And also Bogey. Dylan makes a good point in my ear. Bogey playing in the Olympics and doing different things.
That wasn't about Trey because he did not play in the Olympics.
No,
in the summer league.
No, it wasn't, unfortunately. But I think it's interesting because obviously Risacher needs minutes, right? He needs reps. He needs to obviously develop and you think the world of him. But he's a guy that needs to play if he's going to have any impact on the team this year. So I'll be curious to see what the balance is. But I'm with you, man. I'm ready to be hurt again. Like, I'm on board. I'm ready to be hurt again. Just break me down slowly, man, if you're the Hawks.
MLB playoffs in full go. And after the Detroit Tigers beat the Cleveland Guardians last night in Cleveland 3-0, and after the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Yankees in New York 4-2 last night, both ALDS and NLDS series are now tied at 1 apiece. So game threes between the Phillies and Mets and Dodgers and Padres, that is going down tonight.
Yeah,
people happy in Kansas City, by the way.
I'm happy. I'm happy in Kansas City because I'm obviously not a Yankees fan. Don't like them. Don't care for them. Nope.
No.
I want Kansas City to win it. They had one big inning and were able to hold them off. But the Detroit game was the one that had a little bit of drama. They're in the top of the ninth, and it was crazy because I told you I had took sprinkles on a walk. I'd cut the grass, did the dishes. I told you I bragged about, got the new table. And I finally get a chance to sit down. I turn it on the baseball game. And it's in the top of the ninth. There's two on, one out. And old Kerry Carpenter went yickety.
Tater.
I mean, right Tater. Over that right field wall. And I look, Detroit, Cleveland, or Kansas City, I'm pulling for all y'all.
Dude, I was literally about to ask you, there's eight teams left. Like, if you had to pull for one of them to win the World Series, which one of those eight teams are you going with?
Because
I've got two, but.
Kansas City's had titles recently in baseball and obviously
like
football.
Years.
Yeah, but they got the football,
that's
so
yeah, that's
bleep
point.
Them.
That counts. Okay.
Detroit ain't had nothing in quite
a
while.
They were watching the game in the stadium last night, Tiff.
People
they were cheering.
Had their yeah. Kansas City Royals hats on and Chiefs jerseys on at the same time.
Yeah.
When was the last time Detroit won anything?
Well, the Tigers won a World Series, didn't they? Like 15 years ago?
No, they
no,
went.
I'm wrong about
and they did
that.
Not
they
win.
Went.
They still haven't.
I don't know, but I was going to say that you're right on board with me. The Tigers and the Royals are both kind of at the top of my list where I'm like, dude, get it done. You know what I mean? Just a blue-collar brand of baseball, it feels like, and just kind of chugging along. I don't want to see any of the big payrolls win, and I know that that's messed up. I don't care. I don't like the fact that there's a luxury tax in baseball. I don't want to see the Yankees, the Dodgers, whoever else it is that pay out the, you know, out the butt that no other teams can utilize.
You're right about the Tigers, by the way.
Yeah.
It's been since, what, the last one was 1984?
Yeah. I think they're, now they had a, they had
a good stretch for
they
a
had
bit.
An NBA, they've had four NBA titles since then, or three at least. I think four. I think they won two with the Rip Hamilton teams and Ben Wallace.
Oh, yeah, they won two. Rashid, yeah. They have four, yes.
Cleveland won a title recently. Unfortunately, to disagree with you, Mike, you know, maybe San Diego, only because they lost their football team and they ain't won a title in all, and I don't, ever. A San Padres ever won a title? I don't think so.
Let me Google.
So technically by title drought, but there's something to your point. There's something about the smaller market teams, and I know Detroit is not necessarily considered a small market, but they operate seemingly like one. So I think the Tigers.
This just in from Dylan. The Padres are the oldest franchise, right? That has never won a World Series. So
if you're going title droughts, them, if you're going market size and what they can spend, you know, one of those three teams between the Royals, Tigers, and Cleveland.
Let's hit a TB's timeout. We'll keep this quick, but I saw a headline on ESPN that is talking about the Chiefs, and it says the band is back together for the Chiefs. Because as you mentioned, and as we talked about earlier, a lot of their key players have been, former key players have been brought back. So then I started thinking about, all right, which band, sports band, would I like to see back together? Mm. I was thinking about my time back in Oklahoma City, getting to cover the Thunder on their run to the finals, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. That was kind of their big three there. A Nick Collison on that squad, and I forget who I am missing. Tabo Cephalosha. There's a lot of guys that I can, you know. Kendrick Perkins, thank you. Yes, and Perk. That was a blast getting to cover that team and follow them on their first run to the NBA Finals, which happened to be against LeBron James and the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
So it would have been cool to see what could have been if those three would have kept playing together.
Is it, would it be wrong if I said I want the the 06 and 08 Florida Gators of Tebow and Percy Harfin.
Yeah.
They
were all in the 09 team, too,
honestly,
by the way. Ding.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind the receiving core of Julio.
Dude, that's the way I was
Roddy,
going.
Harry, Tony G. There was another tight end there. I can't remember. He caught a touchdown pass in the Saints game in 2012, but I'm not a big fan.
I wish I was listed as a tight end.
So you're not a big
I wish I was listed as a tight end. I will say this, though, as a bonus. Look, I grew up a Cubs fan. The Kyle Schwarber, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant Cubs just kind of fell apart after the World Series. Like, that was a fun team. Javi Baez, Addison Russell. Those were fun teams to watch that just never really materialized much, honestly, much like the Thunder and that run that they, you know, could have possibly had. So, yeah, that's for me. Yeah,
also would have been cool to see, if I'm thinking about teams that I got to cover on their runs to the Super Bowl that did not win, the Panthers and Falcons. So it was 2015 and 2016.
Yeah.
would have been cool to see what was Alex Mack and, you know, Matt Ryan, like all those guys. And that Panthers locker room was pretty awesome. Keekly, Thomas Davis, Cam, all those dudes too. So
yeah, I like that Panthers team a lot less than you did, but there was reason for that.
I gave love to both.
But I wouldn't say, no, I know, I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you something, Luke Keekly, man, geez, that defense was so good that year. I think there was like 20-something times that the Panthers got the ball in plus territory based off a turnover. It was a huge number.
He's calling some games for us on CBS Sports Network, so getting in the rotation. So we'll see how that goes for him. Obviously, he'll probably kill it. All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, we will get you set for the Panthers and Falcons after what? Thursday Night Football, they had 10 days? Is that what that amounts to?
Yeah, it could be good news for us on the injury front because of that layoff.
Bing or ding, whatever. We'll be right back here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.